Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Pick It Pigskin Winners here on Aaron Torres Media. This week, I have a great guest for us. He's been on the show once before, but I wanted to get a little DFS action going in here on this Sunday. So he might be able to give us some insight on how to build these different lineups going into this first super wild card weekend that we have going on. Plus, he's really good at picking on games, too. I love picking this guy's brain. It is my friend Pierre at PeeWee31 over there on Twitter. Pierre, thank you for coming on Pick It Pigskin Winners this week.
Thanks for having me, Wes. Wild card weekend, super wild card weekend, so super excited. Some really good spreads, interesting spreads, got some weather in a couple places, so looking forward to diving in and picking some of these winners.
Yeah, I would think that this is going to be a little bit easier picking than it has been in recent weeks, because I don't think COVID is going to necessarily hit as much in the wild card weekend or in the playoffs as it has during the regular season. So it's one of those things that I'm looking forward to, just finally getting able to match up mano-a-mano again instead of having to think of all the periphery different circumstances that ended up happening these last couple of weeks in the NFL.
Yeah, it helps because many have, you know, been on the list now. And, you know, once you're on the list and if you test positive, it's like a 90-day window where you don't have to test again. So a lot of these guys are good to go for the remaining of the playoffs. You may have some pop up here or there, but we should have some pretty good just head-to-head matchups with the top players going at each other.
Yeah, I believe that we will. And here on Pick a Pigskin Winners on Aaron Torres Media, we always do appreciate you guys liking the show, subscribing to the show, sharing the show, and all those things. And thank you so much for taking advantage of these DraftKings offers that Aaron Torres himself has worked so hard in getting for you. You know, this latest one was $5 on any Moneyline bet, and you get $200. That's a wonderful deal. And so we're going to be looking out for that one here during the show to try and find you the best Moneyline offer to be able to get those 200 DraftKings credits to be able to use there on the DraftKings Sportsbook website. All right, Pierre, this first game is Las Vegas versus Cincinnati. That's our first one. Crazy game whenever you think about how Las Vegas ended up getting into the playoffs this year. And Cincinnati seems to be very well rested. This game total started out at 48. It's gone up to 49. Cincinnati was favored by 6.5 to start this week. Now they're favored by 5.5. When I look at this, I see two evenly kind of type teams, to be honest with you. Neither defense just wows you off the charts, but both offenses can light it up through the air. I, you know, when I look at this one, I know Cincinnati hasn't won a playoff game in a long time. It seems to me like the Las Vegas Raiders keep every single game close here recently. Emotionally, I think Las Vegas is spent. But I just see how they keep every game close. I'm going to have to take the Raiders in this one. I really want to kind of pass on it because I think Cincinnati, I still want to see the health of Joe Burrow, et cetera. But I think Las Vegas has kept it so close over the recent years or recent games that I'm going to have to take Vegas.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's 5.5 is what I show right now with mm-hmm. the spread. 61% of the bets are coming in on the Bengals to cover that. 5.5, but 77% of the money is coming in on the Raiders. So the money is coming in on the Raiders side to cover the amount of bets are coming in on the Bengals. So when I see that, I tend to go with the amount of bets over the money. So I think I take the Bengals here. They played once before out in Las Vegas earlier this season, and the Bengals just kind of blew them out 32-13. I know the Raiders have been playing better. Their defense has really been, you know, getting after it on the defensive line. So that's a little concerning, but the Bengals just have so many weapons. They're at home. Big, big game for the city of Cincinnati. I think I'd lean the 5.5 and go Bengals myself.
Okay. All right. I will let you have that and then give you a hard time on Twitter whenever you're wrong. Okay. That's what I'm going to say. Like, hey, don't forget to follow me at Lofinit. And don't forget to follow Pierre at PeeWee31 over there on Twitter. The next Saturday game is New England at Buffalo. That one is an interesting one because it's going to be what do they say? Chilly Willy up there in Buffalo. I think that's what they call it. Chilly Willy in Buffalo.
It's going to be really cold up there.
Hey, what's better, the point total or the temperature with the wind chill? Because Buffalo was favored by -4, and they're still favored by -4 right now by our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. But with the wind chill, it's going to be -3 in game time. So that's really interesting to look at that. This game total was started out at 43.5. Now this game total is over there at 44. Both of these defenses are spectacular. I think Buffalo is the better team at this point because the talent is there for them offensively, where it still doesn't seem like New England has necessarily put it together. We got a rookie quarterback on the road in frigid temperatures. Obviously, Belichick doesn't trust him on the road in those frigid temperatures like we saw last time when they played in Buffalo. I think, how many times did he throw up here? Three times.
2 for 3 for 19 yards.
yes. So Buffalo looks like the favorite there. I will go ahead and take Buffalo to cover that 4. I don't think New England ends up in this game.
Yeah, we're on different pages here. I like New England just because of the 4. I think they'll lose. I think the Bills will win by 3 or less personally. But I think that Belichick could come in here and keep it close. Kind of similar to that first game with bad weather there in Buffalo. Similar situation. I think it was 14-10, Patriots win. So that was a 4-point spread there the other way. I don't think the Patriots win here, but I can see a, 3-point spread here happening pretty easy and them kind of covering. So I'll take the Patriots to cover that 4, but I think I'd still take the Bills money line.
I can understand that. I really can. I want to not take this game at all just because of the weather conditions that are there, the prior history that we have in both of those circumstances. What I saw out of Josh Allen the last time they played, though, was he willed that team to victory, and he was not going to let them lose. I could see a late touchdown run by Josh Allen to win this game to put it over that 4. That's what I see there as far as the defenses go. They both kind of scare me, so I'd want to stay away from this one. Let's get into a game that we can actually kind of recommend to people, I think, for this money line bet. Because, Pierre, let me just tell you about this DraftKings promotion. It is football season. It's playoff season. And instead of heating up, things are getting kind of cold. But down there in Tampa Bay, the temperature is going to be fantastic for pro football. And our partners over at DraftKings Sportsbook have an incredible deal for first-time users. First-time users can make a $5 money line bet on any team. And that if that team wins, you win an automatic $200 in free bets via our partners over at DraftKings Sportsbook, and thanks to Aaron Torres. That's right, $5 money line bet, and if your team wins, you win $200 in cash. All you got to do is click the link that's in the podcast show description, sign up for a new account with DraftKings Sportsbook, and make your very first deposit. Make a $5 bet on any team. If your team ends up winning on the money line, you get an automatic $200 thanks to our friends over there at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Pierre, that leads us right into this next game, Philadelphia at Tampa Bay. I think this is the most secure lock of the playoffs, at least wild card weekend, that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you're going to make one bet, I'd put it all on Tampa Bay to do that if you wanted to take advantage of that deal.
I agree. I don't see a way Philadelphia wins this game. Their offense isn't really high power. They're more run the ball, grind it out. They met earlier, and they tried to do that, and Tampa still kind of controlled the game. They only won by 6, but they really controlled that game. That one was in Philly. This is in Tampa. They should be getting Fournette back to give Brady an additional weapon. So I do like Tampa money line pretty easily here.
Yep, this game total started out 49.5. It's dropped down to 46. Tampa Bay was favored by 8.5 at the beginning of the week. DraftKings Sportsbook now has them favored by 8.5 right now as well. If we were picking against the spread, Pierre, who would you pick?
I still take Philly. Hurts has kind of backdoored the spread all year. Some of his even fantasy points have come late in garbage time. So you saw that in that first game where they got it down and, only lost by 6. So you can see something similar there. So I think I'd probably go Philly to cover the spread. But I still think Tampa money line for sure.
Yeah, and I don't mind Philadelphia against the spread this week. If I were taking the money line, I would do the same thing, go to Tampa Bay. But, man, Philadelphia gives up a lot of points through the air. I think mm-hmm. Tom Brady will end up dinking and doinking all day long. I don't know if that means he'll be fishing, dancing, or playing football, but he'll be dinking and doinking all game long.
He should.
Yeah, San Francisco versus Dallas is the next game. I really like this matchup. I'm kind of pushing my chips all to the middle of the table on San Francisco on this one, Pierre. I like San Francisco. I like how their bracket kind of works out for them. They're my sleeper Super Bowl pick. If I'm looking at any of these teams, any of these wild card teams to go all the way into the Super Bowl, San Francisco is kind of that team to me that's peaking at the right time.
They are, and I think everyone's kind of leaning that way. So that just gives me pause. When I see that. So, again, looking at the money line, 65% of the bets coming in on the Cowboys, 60% of the money is coming in on the 49ers to cover the money line. You look at the spread, and it's 78% of the money, 54% of the bet for the Niners to cover the spread, and it's only 3.5. So, with that being said, I think I'd probably lean Dallas just because I feel like the public's thinking the way you are with the 49ers. Big win to get in the playoffs there against the Rams. Dallas has, looked all right. You know, they've kind of struggled a bit up until their last game with their opponents, I guess. You can look at some of the teams they played there late. But before blowing out the Eagles, they lost to Arizona at home. So, I don't know. I think I go Cowboys just because I feel like everyone's going to be on the 49ers, and that's what the bets and the money say so far.
The point total started out at 50.5. Now this point total is sitting at 50.5. The Dallas was favored by 3.5. Now Dallas is favored by 3. Pierre says he's taking Dallas. I am going to take San Francisco, and I also like San Francisco all the way to the Super Bowl. Don't tell your wife that, Pierre. Don't tell, because they got to go through Green Bay to do that.
She wouldn't believe me anyway.
Well, she'd believe I picked against Green Bay.
Yeah, she would. She wouldn't believe they win.
Hey, Pittsburgh at Kansas City. This is the biggest point spread. Is this the Pittsburgh? What is the college team called? What is the college?
The Panthers. Pitt Panthers.
Yeah. Is this the Pitt Panthers versus the Kansas City Mizzou, Kansas? Because this one, Kansas City was favored by 13.5 to start the week. Now it's dropped down to 12.5. Pittsburgh. The game total started out at 48. Now the game total is sitting at 46. Pierre, this one looks like a Kansas City blowout. It's just a matter of whether or not they're going to be able to blow it out past the point spread or not. I don't necessarily like. I wish it was 13.5. Now it's to 12.5. I wish you get it early in the week. I think it's going to drop a couple of more times because I think a lot of people are going to end up taking Pittsburgh on this one. It's a tough one. This is a tough one. I almost want to take the over because I think Kansas City might be able to get 50 on these guys, just to be honest with you. But I'll take Kansas City to cover that. I can't believe I'm saying it on a wild.
Yeah, it's
week.
A lot. That's a lot of points. They did cover early. They beat them 36-10.
Yeah.
Week 16. So they've shown they can do it. Will that happen again? Will Pittsburgh have some pride? Possibly. That's a pretty close. 61% of the money says that Pittsburgh is going to cover the spread. So I think I'll lean with you. I think Kansas City might go ahead and, put some points on the board and blow this team out again. Give Big Ben his final curtain call, I guess you could say. So I think I would go Kansas City as well. And I think they could cover that 12.5.
Okay. All right. We'll do that then. Arizona at the Rams on this one, our last one. This is that Monday night game that we talked about a little bit earlier. This game total started out at 50.5. Now it's dropped down to 49. The Rams were favored by 4.5. Now the Rams are favored by 3.5. An interdivisional game usually means that the total is going to go under in this thing. And Arizona, the way they backed into the playoffs, I don't like that. I don't like how Matthew Stafford has gone a little colorblind and is throwing it to the other team at the end of the season a little bit. I just don't like that either. So it's hard for me to read this, but I'll tell you what, I think the coaching staff in Los Angeles has found somebody to lean on, and that is Sony Michel. All the way down in between the 20s until they get to the end zone area, and then they're going to throw it to Cooper Kupp or Tyler Higbee, it seems like. I'm going to take the Rams in this one, and I'm looking for Sony Michel to have a pretty good day.
I think the Rams win again as well. So I definitely like the money line. I think I like the spread also. You look at the over. I know you mentioned the over under. They put up 53 plus. Their two matchups so far are 53 the week 14, 57 week 4. So that's something to keep in mind there. You know, two high power type of offensive minded coaches. But I do lean the Rams. I feel like they got a little narrative on their side with the Super Bowl being there in Los Angeles this year. So they'll probably get a little run to try to see if Stafford can be like Brady and, you know, take them to take the home team to the Super Bowl. So I do think they'll get past Arizona here, especially if Hopkins isn't able to get back and play. So I'll take the Rams also.
All right. Hey, that's it. Wild card weekend is done. It's in the books, Pierre. After a huge week or a huge year in the NFL, now we're finally to the playoffs. It's really fun to see. This is what we watch it for, because the playoffs always seem to be special, especially this wild card weekend.
I agree. The playoffs are so fun, and you'll have a few surprises. I know, like, you never know who it's going to be. There's always a team or two that goes on a run and shocks everyone. So that's what I'm looking forward to. I'll be glued to my seat. Have no dog in this race anymore, so I'll definitely just be kicking back and enjoying. So we'll see how it plays out.
Hey, that is Pierre at PeeWee31 over there on Twitter. Don't forget to follow me at Loafing It Over on Twitter as well. And you can also follow the boss at Aaron Torres or at AaronTorresOnline.com, where you can check out all the different articles, all the different podcasts that are on here. Our sister podcast as well, with the DFS Flash podcast, from Fantasy Coach JB over there at Fantasy Coach JB on Twitter as well, I believe. It's JB Berry over there on Twitter. But you can check out that sister podcast where he breaks down all the DFS action going on this wild card weekend as well. And listen, don't forget to follow that or check out that money line bet that we have over there on DraftKings at $5 to win 200. What a wonderful opportunity that is. Thank you so much for listening, and everybody, good luck this wild card weekend. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Wyoming. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 over in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. Or call or text Tennessee Redline, 1-800-89-9789 in Tennessee. Got to be 21 or over, 18 years or over in Wyoming. A minimum $5 deposit and a minimum $1 wager.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.